Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We're glad you're with us. Happy March. We hope it's going to come in like a lamb and go back out like a lamb, if at all possible. We're on the air, Empowered Communications, and Dr. Allen, what's going on?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm just fine. I lost my cell phone for a day, and I realized how much I needed to organize all that data. So I learned something from my faux pas.
I love that. I love it. We never want to stop learning. But yeah, that's definitely when we come to rely on our little gadgets very much.
Well, it can let you down very quickly.
It certainly can. It certainly can. So tell me, I hear that the Orange County show, which we have once a month, was fantastic last night.
It was a very good creative show, honest to goodness. And I heard back from people that attended. And I'm looking forward to the Los Angeles, you know, share what?
Oh, in Culver City, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's coming up in a couple of days,
it's
right? Is that this coming Monday?
Yeah, because I'm sneezing.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, bless me. Good. Anyway, yeah, we do it the first Monday of the month.
Oh, Dr. Allen, we have a caller.
Hi, yes.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I was at the last night's affair, too, and it was exceptional. It was some great, honest fun. It was great, so thank you for that. One of the things,
you're
I was
welcome.
One of the...
I had it fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And I was one of your people up on the stand at the end, and I forgot to ask you this one question. I was the woman that said, I've been male energy, I'm really converting to female energy, but I'm not...
I remember that.
Okay, so the question was, the last part of the question is, you know, you keep talking about women feeling it in their gut and men having the intuition in their brain. I must admit that I've never really felt a lot in my gut. It's more that I'm getting these thoughts, so I'm thinking more, I guess I'd be more intuitive like a man.
I understand. And that you were raised to be a boy. I got it. If your
but,
dad
I mean, does that change as you become
say,
more
how
female?
Did you do today? What?
I say, does that change as you become more female?
Of course it does.
Oh,
you
so in your-
don't respond to a man who says, how did you do? You respond to a man that says, how did you feel about what you did or what
that
I did?
That is so true. Oh my gosh, it's such a turn on when a man asks me how I feel, and when he asks me what I do, how I, you know, what do I do, like, on my free time? It's like, I don't know, I don't,
what you
turn
you
off.
What you do is, when he asks you what you think, what you do, what you want, tell him what you feel about good and bad.
So if he were to ask me how I, what do I do, like, for fun, what, how would you turn that around?
I didn't hear it. I was busy interrupting you.
I said, if a man, when I go out on a first date and he'll ask, oh, so what do you like to do for fun? And I never know how to, it just turns me off. I feel bad because I don't go out and do a lot of fun stuff, but I don't do. And then I realize I feel. And so, but how would you turn that around if a guy asked you that?
You wouldn't turn it around. You'd fantasize, well, if I had the time and the money and the energy, I would blank, blank, blank. What would you do? Come on. Recite it right now.
Oh, well, I would like to travel. I would love to go skiing, you know, go out to dinner, all these things that I would love to do. I mean, I'm pretty open.
All right.
It's more about who I'm with than what I do.
I know, that's the feminine. Yin energy is relatedness-oriented, whether it's a man or a woman. Mm. Yang energy is performance-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
when you're on a date and he asks you what you like doing, tell him what you feel about doing things, whatever it is you like to do, or what
okay.
you want to learn, feel doing. You know, you're
okay.
in transition.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Love your programs and
Welcome.
All that you do. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you,
right.
caller. I get a lot of people that ask that same question, how to respond to that. And I think that was really great advice. You know, say what you'd really like to do if you had the time and the money and the energy.
Well, that's the way to inspire yourself. You may not be doing it now.
Oh, we got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I was wondering. So first of all, I wanted to say thank you because I wrote a hi-bye letter after 2 years to my boyfriend, and now we're engaged, so I'm really happy about that.
Yay.
I know, and it was really hard that hi-bye letter, too. but my question was, I was wondering, my fiance loves to eat meat, and I'm vegetarian, and he said when I get pregnant, he really wants me to eat meat. So I was wondering, what do you think I should do about that?
I think you should decide what you're going to do about your relationship. Are you willing? Did you know the Dalai Lama had to go back on meat?
No.
Because his biology required it. You ask your doctor, my husband wants me to eat meat because I'm pregnant with his baby. What do you think, doctor?
Okay. And my second question was, He has some loans. He's still paying off his student loans. And I was wondering, since I have been working, I was wondering if I should help him pay off his loans once we're married.
Well, what are you going to get out of that?
Well, I guess if we have a joint bank account, then our credit will be better.
All right.
Are you hoping to purchase a home or something like that?
Pardon?
Whatever I want you always, when you do things for your husband, your father, your brothers, your sons, I want you to think of what you're going to get out of it. And that thing has to be practical. Like you just said, better credit to buy a house. Okay, if that's good enough, that's fine. Just remember, if you inherit money and you put it into the joint fund, it goes to community property if that's what's in the state. You have a right to keep your inheritance separate from your community property.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's perfect. And my last question was, he likes to have a beard, but I really don't like it when he grows his beard really long.
Wait a minute, he likes what?
He loves to grow his beard, like a really big beard sometimes.
Oh, he wants to wear a beard. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's it cost him with you? Does it itch you? Do you don't like it?
Yeah.
Well, then tell him. You have every right to grow your beard, but it's unusual when you, whatever he does, and the beard interferes. And so I'm afraid that sometimes I'm going to pull away out of just tell him the price tag with your feelings.
Okay.
But always make him right for what he's doing, and then tell him the price tag that you feel. mothering is getting him to stop growing a beard. Being a woman is, you have the right to grow your beard, but I'm not comfortable when we make love, when we kiss, whatever. So it may impact me sexually.
Right.
Got it?
Yeah. Awesome. That was great.
Thank you, Paul.
So I have one last question.
What's up?
I was wondering, he likes one position that I don't really like, because it's kind of painful and it's not very loving. So I was wondering what, if you should just...
Wait a minute. What does he like to do that's painful?
One, like, sex position.
Okay. And it's uncomfortable for you, the position he asked you to get into.
Yeah, but he really likes it, so I don't know what to do.
Well, if you want to give him a gift, what are you going to get out of it?
Right. Oh, right. You have to go
what
back to being practical.
Get? Huh?
You go back to being practical.
Okay, so if the prize is worth the effort, do it. But if you're developing resentments, that's going to impact your sexuality even more. You have the right to say, you have a right to want me to blah, 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 but it's uncomfortable for me. So when I really am not comfortable, I'm going to say no.
Right.
Morality is what happens to your body. Illegal is what happens to your freedom when you're arrested or fined. But the immoral, unethical, and illegal. Unethical is when he puts his feelings for things ahead of you being comfortable. And in
right.
that case, you have every right to want me to do that, but I'm not feeling up for it tonight. So what do you think about not doing it and ask again sometime this week?
Okay. So I can't just I never want to do that again?
Well, you can do that as long as you realize that if it's a deal breaker for him, it may cost you the relationship, and I support you in putting the relationship in danger as long as you know I'm not getting enough comfort and pleasure here, and I don't want to acquiesce to painful physical experiences. If I lose
right.
him, I lose him.
Yeah, it's definitely not a deal breaker, so that's a good thing.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
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 Very interesting. About that. The deal breaker is
an has been forwarded to an automated.
The deal breaker thing is an interesting concept. If it's a deal breaker for her or if it's a deal breaker for him is the question, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, right.
Two people who have the right to want and not want, but they better check the prize. What am I getting out of it? And the price, what am I going to lose?
Oh, yeah.
You got to check the price and the prize.
All right. I think we have a caller on. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, actually.
Great.
I do have
what
a question.
What is it?
Hello. I have written a hi-bye letter after 8 weeks. I had delivered it, and the response to, you know, the five paragraphs was, no worries. So I didn't
he
know.
He said, no worry?
No worries. That was the response to the hi-bye letter.
Well, no worry may mean that he's thinking of coming back. Did he do anything else besides say no worry?
Nope, that's it. It was just a text message, no worries.
How long ago was that text message?
This evening. I sent the message today.
What?
I got the text message today.
Fine. You have 8 weeks now to see what he's going to do with no worry.
Okay. And we are Facebook friends.
That sounds positive.
It sounds positive. That's good.
Yeah.
We're Facebook friends.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
When men dump us or we reject them,
mm-hmm.
They, especially right-handed men with small corpus callosums in their brain,
right,
often say we want to fight with them or hurt them. And
right.
Remember, the soul of a man, the anima, is extremely sensitive, especially as he gets up to 45 to 55. And the soul of a woman, the animus, is extremely strong, especially between 5 and 65. So what we've got to realize is we're all feeling and we're all thinking, and we have to decide whether we want to follow our feelings or our thinking.
Okay. And so I just then, because I want to be cherished, do I respond to this and just like, thank you, or do I just leave it and just wait for more?
Well, no worry, and answer, thank you, I'm not going to worry.
Okay. And then just
support the positive side.
Okay. That sounds good.
Which means in the next 8 weeks, he will think himself into reaching out to you somehow.
Or running into me in person.
I just have one question.
I got you. Their intuition finds us.
Right.
Caller, when did you actually send him the letter? I'm just curious what his response time was.
Actually, I didn't have his physical address, so I sent it through Facebook Messenger. So I sent it today at 3 and got the response back at 7.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
Well, he responded.
But yes,
now he's got to concentrate on thinking and feeling and thinking and feeling till he distills the major vote. Do I call her? Don't I?
Okay. And during that time, do I just go on everything? He's on my Facebook. He's on my Snapchat. So he will be able to see anything that I post.
You do what you do, but I suggest you don't pursue other men in front of him.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll keep it pretty PG, something on the Facebook and leave all of the other stuff. Okay. That sounds good. The only other question I had was, I forgot it. It had to do with Facebook, though. It's that if you're in the 8 weeks with anybody that you've become Facebook with, do you block? Just answer that. So if you're pursuing other men, then you sort of block those posts from the 8 week guy. Does that make sense?
You're chasing other men, that very often undermines the hi-bye letter and tells him that you're hunting for a new mate, which is okay.
Sounds good.
It's okay, but I think Dr. Allen's saying don't flaunt it.
No, right. But you can manage your posts so that specific people can't see them, and those are the posts that you would hide.
Right.
But it basically, they can still see everything else that you're doing and keep in touch with you. Because to me, that felt like that you were still kind of reaching out or maintaining contact, and it might delay a response because they weren't completely cut off from you.
Oh, I'm not sure I agree with that. I do think, though, taking him off of your Facebook and Instagram and things like that may actually send a message that you're completely done and you don't want to have contact with him.
That's
what do you think, Dr. Allen?
That's why I'm saying, if you want to run him off, chase other men.
Okay. Which I don't.
If you want to stimulate him in risking checking you out again, don't chase men in front of him. You can chase them, but do it in private.
Yes, okay.
All right.
Good luck, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
Give us an update.
Well,
I will.
That's another interesting one. If there's a breakup in a relationship and you are hoping that there may be contact again or a reunion, secluding them from your Facebook would almost be an act of aggression.
Right.
Yeah, I think it would send a definite message. Oh, hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Welcome. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question for Dr. Allen. When men go through their andropause and they're starting to become women after age, let's say they're in their 50s.
Yes.
I want to know, you said everyone's bisexual.
I didn't say, no, bisexual is the act of sexuality.
Okay.
You see?
Now, what do you mean?
We are all ambisexual.
Okay.
Men have yang bodies, yin souls, but when we get up to andropause, the yang testosterone starts to diminish, and the yin estrogen in their nervous system starts to impact them. It's always been there, but the testosterone has overridden it. And we women, same way. We're estrogen-based until we go to menopause.
Okay.
Then we go ambisexual, which is when the chemistry of our body starts going progesterone, testosterone, instead of and overriding the estrogen in our body. We're all ambisexual.
Okay, so that's not bisexual. That's not bisexual.
Yeah, bisexual is the practice of ambisexuality.
Okay. Well, what if you met someone that was bisexual and you're a straight woman? Would there be any possibility that that relationship could work?
Absolutely. I've seen it done. One client years ago who was in a gay relationship. I mean, a stable gay relationship. And then his partner, who was his feminine partner,
was
seduced away by a masculine woman.
Okay.
And this man came to a group I ran, because I ran a gay group. I ran, for men and women. I came to the group, and he learned skills, like how to flirt and what's the procedure. In fact, I'm writing a book now with a colleague of mine, Robert Storr, and it's tentatively titled From Both Sides Now, which is basically the same as Getting to I Do, but with same-sex relationships.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because they do not have patterning, and they have, in their masculinity, freedom to be polyamorous, often to a defect. Do you see?
Yes, okay. But the bisexual...
Now that they can legally marry,
right,
they're paying attention to negotiating a good relationship, because a bad one is going to cost a divorce, and that costs money.
Correct. So, but let's say the straight one, the bisexual man goes after a straight woman to be with, and
yes,
he's not necessarily in a gay relationship with another man at that time. Could you trust him to be with you without him?
I hate to mention it. I don't trust anybody.
Okay.
I trust trustworthy people. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitment you're willing to make.
Okay.
A bisexual man has to say no to women and men.
Okay.
A straight man just does it to one sex because he's not tempted both ways.
Okay. And so the woman would have to just realize that and be willing to still be in a relationship with him if he did go the other way, or either just give up the relationship, correct? Because she's not going to be able to compete with another man for his affections.
Well, what I'm hearing is that you do not believe that biologically gay people can make agreements to be monosexual.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just wondering. I've had a lot of people tell me that they couldn't. That's what I'm calling to ask you.
Well, I want you to know that's why I'm writing the book.
Okay.
Because
okay,
they don't know how chemistry takes over. It is not unusual for two gay men to have sex on the first date.
Right.
You see?
Yeah, that's true, because I know their lifestyle then tends to be more promiscuous, supposedly.
I understand that, because I personally believe that the government made a mistake when they didn't let men and women marry same sex, because
okay,
the price tags for bad marriages is money loss. And you cannot believe two of the major dopamine producers in the human body are sex and money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now that they are doing price tags, and the price tags include painful divorce, we may find that straight people and gay people pay attention to how they negotiate a relationship called marriage or mating.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. What kind of woman would be interested in a bisexual man anyway?
A bisexual woman.
She's bisexual, but she's never acted on it, maybe.
I got news for you. Maybe she's attracted to him because he would support her in investigating the possibilities.
Or the fact that she feels that he's more open to a lot of variety of sex with
I got
her.
News for you. The hardest thing to do is handle freedom.
Okay.
But the most beneficial thing to do is handling freedom.
What? Say that again, Pat.
Don't trust anybody until they prove to be trustworthy.
Okay.
Anybody who signs a financial agreement with a human being they're having sex with in less than a year is making a big mistake of risk-taking.
Okay.
You don't even know anybody for a year.
Okay. But just because someone had a bisexual relationship in the past doesn't mean that they would be tempted, but that doesn't mean that they're going to do that to you necessarily.
I fully understand that. But in a relationship called mating or marriage, monogamy, continuity, and longevity are the three prerequisites.
Monogamy. Okay.
Realize that in an open relationship, monogamy consists of more than two people.
Okay.
You see, it's whatever the couple decides is monogamous.
Okay, so if they agreed on that at first, or they agreed that he could have an open relationship, then that would be fine between those two people, correct?
But they both have to agree to it.
That's what I mean. They both have to agree to it. Not just one person saying, I'm going to do it. No, I agree. No, I see what
you
mean.
But they both have the right to do it. Maybe they don't do it. I have a number of women that find lovers for their husbands rather than have the husbands find their own.
You mean women lovers for their husbands, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's almost the same thing, Pat. It's almost the same thing if you have women that are finding women lovers for their husbands. It's just that the husbands happen, that bisexual husbands just happen to want men.
Well, men are not quite as generous as women sexually. A woman will accept her husband, her boyfriend, polyamorously far faster than a man will accept it in his woman.
No, you're misunderstanding. You're misunderstanding what I meant. If you have women clients finding lovers for their male husbands, they're finding other women. They're finding other women for their husbands, correct?
Yes.
So that they can control the relationship. That's what it's really for.
What they're doing is, men are not designed. Many men are vasopressin deprived. Vasopressin is a chemistry like oxytocin, which if men don't have it, they have horrible times being monogamous.
Okay. So why are these women doing that? Why are they providing partners for their husbands?
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because women mate and marry for stature and money.
Okay.
There are many, many rich men who are allowed to be polyamorous by their wives because they're 51% valuable to them. The book on that is The Evolution of Desire by David Buss. And there's another book called Dangerous Passions by David Buss, which talks about the value of jealousy.
Okay.
If you're not jealous and he's not jealous, you're not in love, because territoriality comes along with monogamy and continuity and longevity.
Okay, I agree with that, because you do have to have some territoriality. I agree with that. But what if the bisexual man was jealous of the straight woman? Is she naturally going to be jealous of him with men, or is she going to be naturally more jealous of him with women?
Probably with women. We women do not like each other the way men like each other.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I kind of thought, too. Yeah. A woman would bother you if he went that way, then what you would care about him going with a man.
Probably so.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just I just wanted your thoughts on the whole situation
You got it.
Okay. Thank you.
We come many, many varieties.
Yeah, I know. Very true, unfortunately.
Thanks, caller.
All we've got to do is negotiate.
Wow.
Not intimidate, not seduce. What?
Very interesting call.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Well, it sounds like we were going to have a caller there, but I'm sure our wonderful studio guy will get them back in a minute. So, I think it's an interesting question. Which would she be more jealous? Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Great.
Hello.
Okay, what do I do? Hello. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Let me turn down this radio.
All right, turn down the radio.
Let's see if I can figure it out. Yes. I have a question.
What is it?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yay.
All over the world, by the way.
Oh, really? Hi, Africa. Hi, everywhere. I have a question about like getting older when men are older and women are older. Like once they're past 50 and they have hormonal changes, who is the man and who is the woman, and does your conversations change? I mean, are things different? Do you still act like...
Well, generally speaking, as I said, as men's testosterone goes down, their feelings are more sensitive based on the estrogen in their systems. And we women, as our estrogen goes down, our brains turn on and become masculine, razor sharp under the impact of testosterone and progesterone. Women that have a hard time orgasming often go to their gynecologist and get patches of testosterone.
So we're trying to be more male after 50?
We're not trying. It's happening. It's not negotiable.
But the testosterone is a male hormone.
I know that progesterone is too.
So if we want to orgasm,
we all have both. We're all on a continuum. Everybody has different levels of different. Some people are more feminine. Some people are more masculine. Do you see? Caitlyn Jenner started out half of his life masculine and then switched over to feminine. That's happening. Transgender is people with enough money to pay for the surgery that they need to feel right in their body.
What if you still, you know, you have feelings towards a man and you want him to act like he's a man under 50?
It's not going to be that way much. What you've got to do is to remember the tools. Don't ask him what he feels. Always ask him what he thinks and wants. That will put him on the dime to stay in his left lobe. Do you understand?
Yes.
And when he tries to train you to be a giving mama, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want me to wear? Blah, 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 blah. Instead of saying what you think, what you want, your opinion, say what you're comfortable with. Oh, honey, thank you so much for asking me, but I would be comfortable eating whatever you want to eat. Chinese, fine.
So you try to get him to make more decisions, to be more on his man's side, even
illicit. You know how when men get to that age, they want more cherishing. So they very often get mad if you don't cherish them. But
yes,
since mind reading is one of the loser sports, and evasive is a loser sport, condescension is a loser sport, and abruptness, when you're practicing those tools in communication, I guarantee you he won't feel respected. And I guarantee you won't feel cherished. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank, the doctor's office, and in every relationship, especially the erotic, loving relationships.
Wow.
More people die of misused sex than almost any activity, whether it's murder, whether it's suicide, whether it's whatever it is. Sex and money, dopamine producers as they are, trigger lots and lots of bad behavior, much of which ends up with somebody dying.
Okay, so
how many times have we read the following story? And her boyfriend killed her 2-year-old son. You know what that's about?
No.
That's
what?
About that man looking at that little boy, knowing that a man gave that sperm to this woman to produce that baby. Rarely have you seen an article and it says, and her 2-year-old boyfriend killed her little daughter. No, he won't kill her. He may molest her, but he won't kill her. But the competition, especially with the assistance of booze, drugs and booze, will cause men to kill their enemies. What's the first thing the lion does when he meets a lioness? He kills the cub from the last lion. There's a wonderful book called The Myth, M-Y-T-H, The Myth of Monogamy. And one of the authors is Barish, B-A-R-R-I-S-H. It's about we are not monogamous animals. In order to be monogamous, we have to discipline our physical urges. Otherwise, we're just animals. Somebody once said, but penguins are monogamous for one season. One season.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, that's the way it is.
Okay, so if we're relating to an older man and we're older, we just try to keep him in his masculine? Is that what you're saying?
What you do is when he says something like, I don't feel very good about this. Remember, you can always cherish an ill person. If he's sick, cherish him. But when he's psychologically upset, if he says, I really feel scared that you're going to leave me, it would be very appropriate for you to ask an older man, what can I do to help you and I feel better about that? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a really smart man when his woman says, now that all our kids are out of the house, I want to go to school and become a florist or whatever she wants to become. He's a smart man. You know, happy wife, happy life. He says to her, honey, I'm sure you can find some educational place to learn how to do floral arrangements. When we support each other, especially in midlife, when we're both male and we're both female, that's four people waltzing. That's wonderful.
I see that.
I wrote a book, yes. Conversational Rape. And in there, I have an article about maturing and how kids of parents often are embarrassed if they find out mom and dad are having sex. Remember, we older folks, it takes us all night to do what you younger ones do all night.
Right. Right. If I'm feeling really sexy and I have this man that's more of a boyfriend to me, but do I wait till he initiates it if he's 65? Or do I just try to do everything?
Why don't you just seduce him? Rub sex, touch sexy, kiss sexy.
Well,
you don't
have to
be the Statue of Liberty. What?
I want to do that, but he's not completely divorced yet. And so I'm afraid that it might. He's not completely divorced yet. So I think he might.
Well, honey, if he's not completely divorced, what are you doing having sex with him?
Oh, I'm not having sex with him. But he doesn't, I think he doesn't want to have sex with me because he's very proud and he doesn't want to have sex with me until he feels like maybe he's done with his wife. I don't understand why he doesn't want to have sex with me. But
what I'm hearing is he wants to close the doors on the marriage, which is right, in order to open the negotiation with you. I hear a good guy.
Yeah, he is a really, really good guy. I think that's what's going on. So I'm doing everything you say and not calling him. And I'm waiting. It's 4.5 weeks now, and I'm waiting till the 8th week.
But then, are you flirting? Are you seducing?
He hasn't called me enough, but when I see him, yes.
All right, so when you see him, you can't seduce him over the phone.
No, so I don't want to be, you know, pushy or anything. I'm just waiting till he calls me. And I haven't
seductive.
Called him.
Taste, touch, smell, see, and hear seductive. Turn
and
him on.
Oh, that, okay. So turning him on will really mean a lot to him because he's older.
Well, then do it.
Okay, and then if I don't talk to him for the next 8 weeks, like you said, there's eight
what?
Weeks to. If
in
I don't talk to him,
every what?
If I don't talk to him, and it's been 8 weeks, I'm thinking he either loves me a lot.
Are
or
you
he
in a relationship
care.
With him? Are you in a committed boyfriend girlfriend relationship?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, when you get there, he'll ask you to stop dating other people, and then he'll give you two calls, and you'll give him one call, and he'll chase you twice, and you'll chase him once. It's never one-on-one. That's too equal. That's friendship, and that's business.
So that happens when he asks me, when he says he wants to commit to me.
Yeah, up until
but
then
not,
you're just dating.
You're just dating. no matter.
Okay. I'm sorry, yes. Everyone. We are out of time. Caller, I recommend you go to www.oneeyestore. Look for the Dr. Allen's products on relationships over 50. Great read and great videos. So take a look at that. Dr. Allen, we have to go. What you got to say to me before we leave?
Don't forget, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, everybody. Good night. We'll be back here next week. And don't forget the Monday night show in Culver City. Go to www.drpatallen.com and read all about it. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.